Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. A quiet neighborhood turned chaotic late Saturday night as flames tore through a home on Shattuck Road, claiming the lives of an elderly couple who had lived there for decades. Police and firefighters were dispatched just before 11:30 p.m. to the 200 block, where heavy fire was already engulfing the house. Crews attempted to push inside but were forced back by intense heat and smoke. The blaze quickly threatened a neighborhood home, but first responders were able to secure that property and ensure everyone inside made it out safely. When firefighters finally brought the flames under control, they discovered two victims inside a rear bedroom. Authorities later identified them as 94-year-old Frank Anjankos and his 91-year-old wife, Jacqueline. Investigators say the fire appears to have started near a wood-burning unit at the back of the house. Autopsies are pending as officials work to determine exactly what happened. The investigation remains ongoing. And a disturbing animal rescue case in Flint Township is now moving into the courts after authorities say dozens of animals were found living in dangerous conditions inside a home. Police entered the North Elms Road property on February 17th after neighbors reported the strong odor coming from the house. Inside, investigators discovered 27 animals dead and 63 others alive in what animal control officials described as hazardous, ammonia-filled conditions. Court records now show charges were filed March 4th against homeowner Kim Shires, who faces two felony counts and one misdemeanor connected to alleged animal cruelty. An arraignment date has not yet been scheduled. Meanwhile, the rescued animals are now in shelters and rescue groups across Michigan. Officials say many are frightened and unsocialized, but are receiving medical care and are expected to recover. Animal control officials say the case highlights how community tips can make a difference, noting that a neighbor's complaint ultimately led to the rescue. When we come back after this AVS Tech Team sponsor message, we'll get to more local news.
Depend on the AVS Tech Team to keep your data safe. If your home computer or business server fails, what important data is at risk? With data retention solutions from the Tech Team, your information is always protected and always accessible. These solutions safeguard important files from hardware failure, human error, or even natural disasters like fire and flood, so you don't have to worry about losing what matters most. Backed by professional local support, the Tech Team provides automatic, secure off-site storage with no extra equipment needed, making it simple and hassle-free to keep your data safe. Whether it's personal files, business documents, or critical records, they make sure everything is protected and easy to access when you need it. Keep your peace of mind at an affordable price. To learn more, contact the AVS Tech Team at 888-282-4943 or visit them in Pigeon or Sandusky to see how data retention solutions can protect you and your information.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and moving on again to more local/regional news. In Lansing, a push to rewrite Michigan's concealed carry rules is gaining traction, with some lawmakers arguing the current system places unnecessary hurdles between citizens and their constitutional rights. Right now, carrying a concealed handgun in Michigan means paperwork, fingerprints, fees, and mandatory training before a permit is issued. But under a proposal backed by House Republicans, that process could disappear, allowing eligible gun owners to carry concealed without a license. The idea is stirring conversation well beyond the Capitol, At Duncan's Outdoor Shop in Bay City, where firearms and ammunition move steadily across the counter, the debate is already part of the daily chatter. Store staff say the current concealed pistol license process can take time. Applicants must be at least 21 years old, submit fingerprints, and complete a legal training course before heading to the county clerk to apply. Some gun owners see that process as a safeguard, separating responsible buyers from impulsive decisions. Others argue that classes don't teach firearm skills as much as they teach the law. Critics of the proposal say removing the permit requirement could mean fewer people receiving that legal education before carrying a concealed weapon. Supporters counter that law-abiding citizens shouldn't need government permission to exercise a constitutional right. For gun shops and instructors, the debate raises another question. What happens to safety training if the requirement disappears? Some retailers say responsible gun owners will likely continue seeking instruction on their own. Still, they acknowledge the change could mean fewer people learning the legal boundaries that come with carrying a firearm. For now, the proposal remains under consideration in Lansing, but if it moves forward, Michigan's approach to concealed carry could look very different in the months ahead. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.